Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 334. Hiding from the police. This is English as a Second Language podcast episode 334. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com. You can find there the learning guide for this episode, a 10-page guide that contains all of the vocabulary, definitions, sample sentences, additional definitions, cultural notes, comprehension questions, and a complete transcript of this episode. So if you want to improve your English even faster, download the learning guide after you listen to this episode or before you listen to this episode. Of course, it's a little late now since you've already started listening to this episode, but you get the idea. Our episode is called Hiding from the Police. To hide from the police is, of course, something you would do if you perhaps have done something wrong. The vocabulary we're going to talk about is the sort of vocabulary you might read in the newspaper about some crime that has happened. Let's get started. I read an article in the newspaper this morning about a man who had been on the lam for 12 years. He was wanted by the police because they believed he had committed a murder. But before the man could go to trial, he bolted and left the country. He has been on the most wanted list in this state ever since. How did he get away? The police had confiscated his passport, but he wore a disguise and became a stowaway on a ship heading for China. While on the boat, he kept out of sight and was holed up in the cargo section of the ship the entire time. No one even had an inkling that he was on the ship. When the ship arrived in China, he got off and immediately assumed a new identity. At first, he didn't have any identification, and he had to go underground. But eventually, he made enough money to buy a passport on the black market. How did he get caught? He tried to re-enter the United States, and the security officers at the airport saw that his passport was forged. He was nabbed right away, and he'll be going to trial soon. That is, unless he escapes. Our story begins when I say that I read an article in the newspaper this morning about a man who had been on the lam for 12 years. To be on the lam, L-A-M, means to be hiding from the police. It means the same as another expression, to be on the run, when you leave quickly because someone is chasing you. The police are trying to find you. If you are on the lam, you are hiding from the police. This word lam is not related to the animal lamb, which is spelled L-A-M-B. So this man has been running from the police for 12 years. He was wanted by the police because the police think he committed a murder. He killed someone. To be wanted, in this case, means that the police are looking for you. There's a television show on American TV called America's Most Wanted. These are the most important or most sought after criminals, criminals who are on the lam, who have been hiding from the police. The word wanted has a couple of different meanings. Take a look at the learning guide for some additional explanations. I said that the man had been on the lam, which means he is no longer, so the police must have caught him, must have found him. The police arrested him originally, but before he could go to trial, meaning before he could go in front of a judge, he bolted and left the country. To bolt, B-O-L-T, means to leave a place very quickly, to escape, to run away. This man escaped and left the country. He left quickly. He has been on the most wanted list in this state ever since. Again, the people that the police are looking for the most. How did he get away? Well, the police had confiscated his passport, but he wore a disguise. To confiscate means to take something from another person, usually to hold it for a certain amount of time as a punishment. So if your child is playing with a toy and the child begins to yell and scream, if you're my neighbor, you just say, good boy. But most parents, you would take the toy from the child, you would confiscate it as a punishment and give it back to him later when he stops yelling. Well, the police confiscated this man's passport, but he wore a disguise. A disguise is some sort of costume, some sort of makeup or other things that you put on your face or that you wear so that you look like another person. Disguise is used here as a noun. It is also a verb, to disguise yourself, you could say. This man wore a disguise and became a stowaway on a ship headed for China. A stowaway, S-T-O-W-A-W-A-Y, one word, is a person who rides on a plane, a train, or a boat without being seen, without paying. He hasn't purchased a ticket. He gets on the plane or the boat and no one knows he's there. That would be a stowaway. Well, this man was a stowaway on a ship heading for China. When he was on the boat, he kept out of sight. To keep out of sight means to remain unseen, to hide and not let anyone see you. This is what my wife tells me when we have visitors. She says, Jeff, keep out of sight. No one wants to see you. Well, this man kept out of sight. He was holed up in the cargo section of the ship the entire time. To be holed, H-O-L-E-D, up, means to stay hidden in a small place for a certain period of time. You don't leave, you don't let anyone else come in to where you are. This person was holed up in the cargo section of the ship. The cargo section is where a ship or a train or a plane has big packages or equipment. No one even had an inkling that he was on the ship. An inkling, I-N-K-L-I-N-G, is a nice little word. It means an idea about something, a little bit of knowledge about something. Usually we say we have an inkling. I have an inkling about why my wife is mad at me. I have a little bit of an idea. It might be something about what I said concerning her mother. I'm not sure. I have an inkling. When this man, this stowaway's ship, arrived in China, he got off of the boat and immediately assumed a new identity. To assume a new identity means you get a new name and begin to live and act like another person, like a completely different person. The story continues, at first, meaning initially, during the early time he was there, he didn't have any identification. He didn't have any documents to show who he was. So he had to go underground. The expression to go underground means to hide from the police, to live in a place where everything is unofficial. There are no records. Usually this is something related to criminal activity, something that is against the law. In fact, there's a noun, the underground, which refers to the mafia. It refers to organized crime, people who are organized to commit a series of crimes. So he went underground, but eventually he made enough money to buy a passport on the black market. The black market is a place where you can buy and sell things illegally, either because you haven't paid taxes that you should, or because what you are buying and selling is illegal or stolen. So if you try to buy cigarettes in the United States without taxes, that would be something on the black market, meaning it's an illegal activity. How did this man get caught? How did the police find him? He tried to re-enter the United States. He tried to come back to the U.S., and the security officers at the airport, the police at the airport, saw that his passport was forged. When we say something is forged, F-O-R-G-E-D, we mean that it is falsified. Another word would be counterfeit. It's when you try to make some official document, but it isn't real, or it's been signed by the wrong person. You can try to forge a driver's license, make a driver's license yourself that looks like a real driver's license, but isn't real. We also use that term as a verb, to forge, meaning to make something false. Or if we're talking about a check that you get from the bank, it means to sign your name, to put the signature down of someone else. That is forging a check. Well, this man forged his passport and he was caught. The police nabbed him right away. To nab, N-A-B, someone, means to arrest someone, to catch someone and put them in jail because they've done something illegal, something wrong. The man will soon be going to trial again. That is, unless he escapes. He'll be going to the judge unless he gets away, unless he is able to escape again. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a normal speed. I read an article in the newspaper this morning about a man who had been on the lam for 12 years. He was wanted by the police because they believed he had committed a murder. But before the man could go to trial, he bolted and left the country. He has been on the most wanted list in this state ever since. How did he get away? The police had confiscated his passport, but he wore a disguise and became a stowaway on a ship heading for China. While on the boat, he kept out of sight and was holed up in the cargo section of the ship the entire time. No one even had an inkling that he was on the ship. When the ship arrived in China, He got off and immediately assumed a new identity. At first, he didn't have any identification, and he had to go underground. But eventually, he made enough money to buy a passport on the black market. How did he get caught? He tried to re-enter the United States, and the security officers at the airport saw that his passport was forged. He was nabbed right away, and he'll be going to trial soon. That is, unless he escapes. The script for this episode was written by Dr. Lucy Say, who is not on the lam, at least as far as I know. If you have a comment or question about our podcast, you can email us. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2007.